Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch a fire.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchgott-Roth is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is an economist. She's the director of Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. She's the author of Regulating to Disaster, among other books. She's been an economist for at least two and I think three presidents. And I'm happy to say she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. She's our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Diana, I was telling the audience earlier how for 17 years now, I've been watching the president, whoever it was, give a State of the Union speech, and I've reported on it the next day. And so today's that day. The interesting thing about this particular, all State of the Union speeches are similar in a lot of ways, regardless of who the president is. But one of the things that I thought was interesting about this speech is I wasn't sure what world President Obama was talking about last night. What do you think, Diana? He was watching a world that I didn't recognize.
Yes, well, I think that there's two ways in which he was watching a world that we don't recognize. First of all, he didn't seem to be aware that there'd been a massive victory of Republicans just 2 months before.
Right.
And that the idea of higher government spending and higher taxes had been completely thrown out.
Right.
That's one reason he's in a different world. And the second, he seemed to be in a world where increasing taxes would not have any effect on economic investment and would help the poor, even though it's been shown that raising capital gains taxes lowers the amount of revenue you get from capital gains.
How many more times do we have to see that experiment and it turn out the same way and then keep having to have the same experiment? Why do we have to keep going back to this?
Well, we shouldn't have to. And what's really interesting is in November, candidates who ran on a platform of increasing taxes lost, both at the state and local level and in the federal level.
Right.
So, I mean, both in the state, elected to state legislatures and elected to the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate. So the American people are sending a clear message that they want to keep more of their own money and can have greater control over their own decisions. And President Obama did not seem to understand that world.
Well, and Diana, the thing that's interesting to me is that this president, I hate to say, I've complained for years that most members of Congress and most presidents don't have a great grasp of the economy. George Bush, for all his warts, did understand how the economy worked because he'd been a businessman.
Well, that's because he'd been a small businessman.
That's right.
He'd been a small businessman
right.
in the oil business in Midland.
Well, and also in the baseball business. But the thing is,
yeah.
This president, he only understands how government works. He doesn't understand how the economy works. So to affect the economy, he thinks the government should do that instead of saying, I'm going to get the government out of your way.
Exactly, yes. And raising capital gains to 28%, plus there's a 3% additional charge to fund Medicare for upper-income
right.
individuals. That would double the tax on capital gains during the president's presidency.
Right. From 15%
from 2008 to now.
Yeah, from 15%
don't forget
to
there's that
31.
Extra 15 to 31, right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that kind of did he ever say how he was going to get the money from those higher taxes from the rich down to the middle class? Did he ever say how that was going to happen? Would that
he
be
just assumed that he assumed that he raises the taxes and the money just rolls in.
Rolls down.
But it doesn't work that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Oh, then he says he's going to spend it on free community colleges and he's going to spend it on rolling back student debt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he needs to tackle the fundamental problem of why university and colleges have got so much more expensive. over the past 30 years. It never used to be people would have to graduate with $30,000 in debt.
That's right.
But all these government student loan programs have inflated the price of tuition.
Well,
colleges know that the money comes from the federal government, and then they raise their prices.
That's exactly. And they've been doing that now. The colleges, the universities, have a lot to say about. They have a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of blame that they can take over the how expensive education is these days. But what do you think about? I mean, how is he going to pay? Is he going to pay for this free junior college for everyone? Is he going to pay for that with this capital gains money? Is that what he thinks?
That's what he thinks. Yes, that's the idea. That's the plan. That's written down in his White House fact sheet, which is on the White House website.
Right. And I guess the child care, and the sick pay. I guess that would all be part of the same thing, right? Because he talked about $3,000 per child per year child care. He talked about six days of paid sick leave plus maternity leave for everybody. I guess he's going to pay for all that. How's he going to make that happen with a Republican-controlled Congress? Why is that even something he would bring up?
He's just trying to make a political statement. It's not going to happen.
Because it's never happen. That's right, it's dead on arrival. But he says it as if he has the ability to make it happen.
Right.
And
yeah,
maybe,
but he doesn't, because these tax bills have to go through Congress.
Have to go through Congress.
It's actually not going to happen.
Yeah. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about some things that he can do. Some things that he can do himself as president, and will he be able to? For example, the Iranian situation. Quick break, 10-10, right back to Diana Prescott Roth, economics21.org. It's her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.